Hi, everybody. I want to introduce Dr. Rita Marie. I've worked with her, you know, as you heard before, for several years. And one of the biggest takeaways from me, and I don't want to start crying, from Dr. Rita Marie, is that she doesn't ever stop believing in you. Even if you don't believe in yourself, and she knows I was never a perfect patient, she'd be like, "More, really, could we stop eating 3 hours before bed? You know, could we try an hour?" I'm like, it's a habit I've had. And, you know, you really go back into your own health journey. Working with her, I realized that was a habit that I had developed from an emotional issue as a child in second grade. And if I had not met Dr. Rita Marie, I would have never put those connections together. And if she didn't have, like, the patience and love for her patients and her practitioners, I wouldn't be standing up here, because she never gave up on me. Like, I would get so frustrated and upset myself, but she never did. She just kept working through and kept digging and kept working. And I would get emails that said 2 o'clock in the morning, and she's like, "I think I found out about your neurotransmitters and why you're not sleeping." And I'm like, "Dr. Rita Marie, it's 2 a.m, get to sleep." She's like, "I know, but I had this big aha moment." And then I would get on the calls and she would be like, "Oh my gosh, I was at this conference and I was thinking of you." And I was like, how could she be thinking of me when she has all of these patients and all of these people to take care of? But somehow she does it. She's like super magical Wonder Woman. I cannot thank her enough from the bottom of my heart.
Me crying.
Oh. Okay, raffle time. And also, Dr. Rita Marie has an announcement.
Yeah, so those of you who have said yes to stepping up to joining us for the next year, we had these amazing medallions that we had made, and the box is missing. So we have these beautiful medallions with this message of, you know, we're changing lives and all this, and can't find them anywhere. So what we found is we want to appoint you, anoint you with this friendship bracelet, because it's really about friendship. And these are handmade friendship bracelets made by women in West Africa, made from recycled materials from shoes. And the symbolism is rebirth, something old to new, friendship, community, and then each level of a pyramid. Remember the pyramid? It's 5 levels of a pyramid. So what we'd love you to do is go to the back and have Jan will help you put that on, or stand up and we'll just hand it out. And this is how you wear it.
If you'll just raise your hand, all
you can just wear it here.
Woo!
Woohoo!
Got it. Okay.
All right, yeah, you can. Yeah. And then everybody who has signed up is coming to lunch with us, and we get to do, and we can do, are we bringing the existing folks in so they can meet each other? Is that what we're doing?
Yes, you can.
Yes. Yeah, so everybody who's already in the program, you come in, and we'll have a table with the new, and we'll have a table with everybody, and we'll just get to meet each other and get to know each other a little bit. So I'm really excited about that. So if you haven't, and you're thinking about it, you're on the edge, you're wondering if this is the right time, go ahead and talk to Scott or Lynn or Jan before lunch, and join us for lunch, and join us for this journey, this amazing journey that we're going to have together. So thank you. So we're going to do this raffle, and then I have the amazing pleasure of introducing a dear friend of mine to speak to you about all kinds of cool stuff, alchemy and essential oils and emotions related to gut-brain and how to do balance from a different perspective that integrates a lot of what we've been talking about. So where's the raffle? Because the raffle, what we're going to be doing, and you'll appreciate this even more after, where'd the other one go? Didn't we have the strategy session with Artemis?
We're doing that after.
Oh, we're going to do it after, so you can really appreciate it. Yeah. Okay, so we have a few things here.
After
third day of talking, the voice starts to have needs more lubrication. Karen Osborne.
Yeah. Woohoo! This is perfect. This is a 90-minute strategy session with Kevin George on her brand and on her image. And where's Kevin? Is Kevin in the room? There he is. He's over there. He's brilliant. Woohoo! Isn't that perfect? I'm so excited. There's no accidents. Then we have some natural warrior blend, which can also be made into muffins or pies or whatever, like Karen talked about earlier. And it goes to Grace, Grace Gravenstock. And what's next? What you got in your hand there?
Oh, sorry. Plant-powered probiotic scholarship.
We have a plant-powered probiotic scholarship from Steph Jackson. And you get to be in her little program called Plant Powered Probiotics.
Then here's the.
I'm so sorry. Where's my throat spray? This goes to Laura. I'll have you do the next one. Slippery elm and marshmallow and okay. Oregon grape. Lubricate those vocal cords. Sorry about that. We have
True Balance
multivitamin.
Tom Harvey. Going.
I'm so sorry. Somebody have some slippery elm to make me? You can.
Allie?
Powdered slippery elm.
Thank you. That stuff's a miracle.
Maria.
Lubricates it all the way down. We got it. Maria Horseman. That one was supposed to have been given back. Okay.
We have
a shaker bottle, a travel bottle, so you never have to be without your elixirs on the road from Sun Warrior. Genuine BPA free.
Christina. Oh, where's Christina?
And,
oh, we're done.
Good.
Okay, so
oh,
let
no,
me,
oh,
we have the bag.
Fairy
we have
cat
a fairy cat mother tote bag from Diane Letchworth.
D-squaredwellness.com.
David W. Okay. And Michelle Anderson. She was in the back with Scott.
Oh,
so your friend, yeah, her friend, yeah, take her to her.
Okay. Great.
Oh, thank you. Slippery elm, yummy. Not, but but it works.
Okay, so I'm going to have the great pleasure of introducing to you a dear friend of mine. We've known each other since he moved to Austin, what, about 5 or 6 years ago? 2010. And he's just got this brilliant, holistic view of the world. He used to work at the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center with Gabriel Cousins. Dr. Gabriel Cousins runs that center, and he was in charge of the programs there with his wife Crystal, and then they came here and they started a company called New Earth Living Foods, and they made these amazing chia crackers and all kinds of really cool snacks. And then they decided that their they sold the company. Their real passion was working with people and helping people to regain their health with the essential oils, with conscious languaging, with a lot of the therapeutics that he's going to be talking to you about today. He was here, his wife was here yesterday. Is she in the audience again today? She gets to miss you talking. With their new baby, Orion, who's 10 months old. So if you saw the little baby here yesterday, that's Artemis's baby. And I'm just thrilled and delighted to have you here. And thank you for coming and being here.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I'm first just choosing to honor Rita Marie. Let's give her a hand. I am inspired and amazed. She's like the Energizer Bunny. She just doesn't stop. She keeps going and going and going. And I love coming to these events because I love learning. I love to learn. And I want to give you some groundwork before I start going to the slides. And so all these slides are on the website. I've got 16 years, 3 clinics, and about 50,000 hours of training in holistic health. So you don't need to write everything down that I'm going to say. So just know the slides are on the website. You can get the slides from the website. You can refer to the charts, the prayers, affirmations, oils, decrees. Look at me. Feel my presence. Receive my knowledge, experience, and wisdom just by being here, because that's the advantage you have of being in the room. For those who are watching, you're here. You're in a mastermind of healing energy. And so really just connect with me today. What I do recommend you write down is the books I hold up. Leaders are readers. You are all leaders in this room. Every single one of you is a leader. And when I hold up a book, write it down, because you're definitely going to want to have it in your library to read. And a lot of you are saying, I don't have time to read books. Listen to the audio. And then still read the book, because as we visually take in books, we're accessing different neural pathways. As we listen to books, we're accessing another set of neural pathways. And so visual learning, auditory learning, and kinesthetic learning is very important. So leaders are readers. Everyone take a deep breath in. Exhale and relax. Relax your shoulders, relax your neck. Just get fully and completely present. Feel your sitting bones in the chair. Just join with me as we take a journey into the heart. We've been in our minds, we've been learning about the gluten from Dr. Tom O'Brien. We've been learning about all the phytonutrients and hormone pathways of food from Mike. All the amazing everything from Dr. Rita Marie, lifestyle and labs and assessments and tests. And my talk today is at a really deeper level. It's about our emotions. It's about how our emotions affect our health. Before I jump into the talk, I put a special flyer on your table. For those of you who are going to be working with students and clients and patients, and you're going to be giving antimicrobial protocols, I want to share with you a little thing I learned from Dr. Bob Marshall from Premier Research Labs. I took an 8-hour workshop with him. And when you're dealing with microbes, particularly amoebas, protozoas, like Giardia, Cryptosporidium, the sticky, secret, silent pathogens, what I learned from Dr. Marshall is that amoebas and protozoas can go dormant up to 11 months in the body. And so you can put someone on a parasite cleansing protocol or antimicrobial protocol and not ever touch the dormant amoebas. And then they just come back with the same symptoms year after year after year. And so because of that 11th-month dormant phase, we have a solution. It's on that sheet of paper, and it's essential oils and castor oil. So when you have your clients do antimicrobial protocols, make sure they're doing this treatment twice a week during their protocol. Castor oil is high in racinoleic acid. How many of you have heard of racinoleic acid? It is antiviral, yeah, the bacteria expert over here. Antiviral, antimicrobial, antifungal, and it's addressing the fat, the toxins, and the gut locally. And so as you're doing antimicrobial protocols, use this DIY abdominal massage to stir up those amoebas and get them out of the dormant cycle into the active phase, and then you bring in the herbs and essential oils and clear the whole body one time through. Does that make sense? So the topical use of essential oils and castor oils is very, very powerful for a comprehensive, holistic parasite cleanse. That's very important that you know that information, so that you're not spinning your wheels when you're working with your clients who have systemic infection, chronic infection, they just can't seem to get rid of it, is because some of them are dormant. We need to bring in the castor oil and the essential oils to stir them up from the outside in. Make sense? Good. My purpose for my talk is to give you solid tools to rewire your neurophysiology and subconscious mind towards achieving optimal brain, body, gut health, and well-being for you and your clients. When I share this information with you today, some of this is going to be your next level. This is the missing link for me. The emotional connection to my gut and rewiring my neural pathways, rewiring my gut brain emotionally is what's been missing for some of you. For some of you, this is going to be information that's going to be like, oh my God, I can't wait to give my clients this information and teach them about their emotions and how emotions play a role in health. A master healer is a master of the basics. A master healer is a master of the basics. This chart describes the basics of our being. What we think, feel, say, and do functions on three levels simultaneously. We have a subconscious, a conscious, and a superconscious self. And these are the three levels of each one of us that function either in alignment or out of alignment. This awareness came from the kahunas of ancient Hawaii. I learned it out of this book called The Heart of Huna. Someone writing it down. Powerful book. The Heart of Huna by Yardley, Yardley. This is going to be interactive, so I'm going to ask every one of you to use your words out loud. So I'm asking everyone right now to say, I feel.
I feel.
I think.
I think.
I am.
I am.
I feel.
I feel.
I think.
I think.
I am.
I am.
Those are the verbal projections or expressions of those three levels. You are I am that I am. That's who you truly are. You also have a thinking world and you have a feeling world. How do you know you have a subconscious? How do you know? Dreams? You get a feeling. Yes, so we all have a subconscious mind. Here's the challenge. If your feeling doesn't follow your attention in your gut healing protocol, you will be off course and not achieve your outcome. So we must be aware of the subconscious blocks in our protocols and remove those and replace them with positive word, thought, and feeling to help the clients achieve their outcome. If our feeling does not follow our attention, we will not achieve the goals we set. And that's because the subconscious mind has 90% of the power to create your health. 10% comes from the conscious mind, 90% comes from the subconscious. And we're now proving this in neuroscience, neurophysiology. We've now mapped out the subconscious neurologically through the work of Brainathon and John Assaraf and all the brain experts he's been bringing on that I've been devouring like candy. We now know that the subconscious mind processes 4 billion bits per second. The conscious mind, about 10,000. So your subconscious is where your power comes from. It's where your power comes to make changes, to believe in yourself, to do what you want to do, to have that goal of optimal digestive health is going to mostly come from your subconscious alignment with your conscious mind. So if your feeling doesn't follow your attention, you can do all the cleansing, change all the diet, all the lifestyle, and not get your outcome, not truly achieve your goals. For as a woman thinketh in her heart, so is she. Book of Proverbs, chapter 23. Not religion, just states of consciousness. You know, all the sacred scripts and textures, scriptures and text are about consciousness, not religion. And I actually, it says, for as a man thinketh in her heart, there's women in the audience. And so thank you, men, for joining us. You know, for as a woman thinketh in her heart, so is she. As we feel deeply within our hearts, so is our lifestyle and nutrition and actions going to be reflected by what we feel in our hearts. This is from Carl Jung, a great psychologist and understanding of the unconscious. He said that until we become conscious of what is unconscious, the outer world will rule our lives and we will call it fate. Anyone who's sick or has a disease is not a victim. Fate and destiny lie at illuminating the subconscious and unconscious mind. So being able to understand what has been suppressed and then express that changes fate to destiny. Does that make sense? Do y'all get that? I'm going to be opening doors of consciousness for you today. I have a lot of really deep, rich material to share with you. And I'm going to go through some of these slides really fast just to kind of go through the material. I'm not going to get through all my slides today. I spent 3 weeks on the slideshow presentation and I just like polished it and polished it and polished it. So illuminating our subconscious and unconscious mind makes our whole journey towards achieving optimal digestive health easier and more rewarding. So here are some of the primary organs of the GI tract, you know, stomach, spleen, small intestine, large intestine, adrenals, and liver. And I want to highlight the adrenals. Apathy, I can't and it's hard. I can't, it's hard. Struggling with your digestive system over and over and over again starts to create the subconscious block of apathy or a loss of someone we love. Grief, sadness, all stores in the adrenals. Spleen and stomach is your identity, low self-esteem. We're going to talk about how to fix this towards the end. So to transform the subconscious mind consciously, one of the most powerful things I learned from my teacher, Robert Tennyson Stevens, from Conscious Language, is that consciousness wakes up consciously. So for you to rewire your subconscious mind, you must become illumined and shine light on the subconscious and unconscious and wake it up consciously. Our life is a hero's journey. Every single client that comes to you for healing that's been sick for 5, 10, 15 years, every single one of them is on a hero's journey. Does that make sense? And they must wake up consciously. They can't just eat right and make the change. They have to illumine all aspects of their being, physical, mental, emotional, causal, etheric, and spiritual. All aspects must wake up to heal at all levels and to achieve their outcome. And the way we program the subconscious mind is through repetition, deep feeling, and rhythm. The subconscious responds to repetition, deep feeling, and daily rhythm. I want to introduce you to a concept called the biofield, which is a revolutionary concept. This concept I'm teaching you is about 30 to 50 years ahead of our time. Most functional doctors don't fully understand the biofield. This guy does. Google Dr. Fritz Albert Pops. Fritz Albert Pops started doing his research in the 1970s. He's a biophysicist, which means he studies the energy laws of chemistry and organic biology. So he studies the invisible patterns of nature as it relates to chemistry and biology, a biophysicist. And he discovered that our body lives inside a field of light, and it's both visible light and invisible light. And the study of this plasma energy field will bring the greatest advances in 21st medicine, meaning that the biophotons are how our cells communicate. The living raw foods we eat give us biophotons and then micronutrients, macronutrients. So the reason a raw living diet heals us is because of the biophotons, the light energy those foods are replenishing the biofield. Does that make sense? That's why bringing more living raw foods into your lifestyle is important. Now, another way of looking at the biofield is chaos to coherence. So if someone has been stuck and they've been struggling in their lifestyle and they don't know how to detoxify and they're angry at their bodies and they're frustrated, do they have coherence in their biofield? They have lots of chaos. So what do you coaches do? You sit down and you listen. Like Rita Marie says, you have compassion. You bring order to their mind, you get them on the right track, and you start to bring coherence to the biofield. And remember, consciousness wakes up consciously, so they need to do the work for themselves. We're really just signposts saying, gut, go that way. And then coherence to the biofield is what's returning. Dr. Pops has written 10 books and published over 150 journals through the Institute of Biophysics. And he says, we are still on the threshold of fully understanding the complex relationship between light and life, but we now know and can say emphatically that the function of our entire metabolism is dependent on light. Every cell in your body emits 100,000 biophotons of light, and when they got instruments sensitive enough to detect this light field, they could see the cells, DNA to DNA, communicating through light frequencies. You are a being of light. You are made of thought, word, and feeling, and every vibration, chaos to coherence, brings order to your metabolism as units of light energy, coherence. The fundamental underlying principle of radiant health, moving from surviving to thriving, the fundamental principle is coherence in your biofield. Now, we bring physical coherence through breath, hydration, pH, electrolytes. How do we bring mental and emotional coherence? Thought, word, feeling, aligning I am with I think and I feel. So it's not just the physical coherence in the biofield that we need to thrive, to really achieve health. It's the mental, emotional, and spiritual coherence in the biofield that we also get to incorporate and integrate into our programs. HeartMath is a very powerful tool. It brings coherence to your biofield. Here's some other energy medicine tools that I love for coherence to the biofield. Essential oils, flower remedies, hydrotherapy, and tapping techniques. Tapping techniques blow out neural pathways, negative neural pathways of stinking thinking, and I can't, and it's hard, and I won't, and I'm hoping to, and I'm really trying, and I wish this would work, into I can, and I believe in myself, and I trust myself, and I can do this. And we need to tap out some of these patterns and replace them with coherent patterns. I'm asking you to really get this for your practice. I've served over 12,000 people in the past 15 years. At the Tree of Life, I saw people live and die from disease. Those who chose life, those who saved their lives, illumined their subconscious mind and transformed these patterns. Every chronic symptom or disease in the GI tract is initiated in the neurological dissonance, subconscious blocks, or emotional components trapped within their biofield. Too much chaos going on in their emotional body. When you bring coherence to the biofield with nutrition and with thoughts, words, and feelings, you will bring coherence to the brain, central nervous system, enteric nervous system, and subconscious mind, creating long-lasting health and well-being. Our fundamental goal is coherence, order, flow, with what they're eating and what they're thinking and feeling. Make sense? So this talk's going to get really deep. Some of your consciousness, I can see, is already starting to go, whoa. So everyone just do this. No, I'm just kidding. You have to do that. So. Going a little further, Dr. Candace Pert, she just passed away in 2014. She was the director of the National Institute of Health Mental Biochemistry Department, published 2 books and over 250 journals. And she discovered the opiate receptor, the elusive opiate receptor, and she studied all the neurochemical pathways of the body for 30 years in molecular biochemistry, and she discovered neuropeptides. So Dr. Pert discovered how our entire endocrine system communicates through neuropeptides, and that the neuropeptides are the molecules of emotion. When we emote, when we feel joy or sadness, fear or faith, there's a direct corresponding neuropeptide release correlating to that emotion. And this is what was the most groundbreaking part of her research. She found every cell in the body has receptor sites for these neuropeptides. This scientifically proves how we store emotion in the body. Every cell in your body is emotionally intelligent. Think about that. Every cell in your body is emotionally intelligent. Your spleen cells store different emotions than your liver cells, or express different positive emotions. And so every part of your body is emotionally intelligent, and we now know through neuropeptides that you can be stuffing I can't and it's hard, or you can be expressing I can and I choose to make this easy. And each one of those states has different corresponding neurochemical pathways affecting every cell in the body. And check out drcandacepert.com, read some of her articles. And what Dr. Pert realized is that your body is your subconscious mind. She proved mind-body medicine, scientifically documented. Your body is your subconscious mind. Our physical body can be changed by the emotions we experience at a cellular level. It changes the neurochemical pathways. Okay, this is really cool. So I discovered this research from a friend of mine who's the marketing director for thetruthaboutcancer.com. His name is Dan Topkus, and he comes across all the latest and greatest research. So there's a Russian biophysicist named Pyotr Gardachev, and I hope I said that right. Pyotr, is that, how do you say it? Any Russians in the room? Pyotr. So Pyotr Gardachev. An innovative Russian team led by biophysicist and molecular biologist Pyotr Gardajev discovered that our DNA stores data like a computer's memory system. Not only that, our genetic code uses grammar rules and syntax in a way that closely mirrors human language. They also found that even the structuring of DNA follows regular grammar and has set rules. Listen closely. It appears that all human languages are simply verbalizations of our DNA. And the word becomes flesh. By our words we shall be justified, and by our words we shall be condemned. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. These are all states of consciousness. This is all an understanding of how our languaging, every word we speak with feeling, affects our DNA. Most astounding of all, Pyotr and his team discovered that living human DNA can be changed and rearranged with spoken words and phrases. The key to changing DNA with words and phrases is using the right frequency, feeling. Through the application of modulated radio and light frequencies, the Russians were able to influence cellular metabolism and even remedy genetic defects in the DNA. So what this research in Russia proves is how affirmation heals the body with repetition, rhythm, and deep feeling. Powerful stuff. Is this powerful? It's like, do we use affirmations enough? Probably not. Will you use them more now? Yes. Because you know with repetition, rhythm, and deep feeling, you can change those snippets. You can change the epigenetic environment of your biofield by speaking, I can, and I believe in me, and God believes in me, and I'm going to do it, that's it, period. And you got to get a little pissed sometimes, because anger moves you out of sadness or depression. Here's what the most amazing part of their research was. The team achieved incredible results using vibration and language. For instance, they successfully transmitted information patterns from one set of DNA to another. Eventually, they were even able to reprogram cells to another genome. They transformed frog embryos into salamander embryos without lifting a scalpel, all through vibration and energy. They were able to change a frog to a salamander. This is the metamorphosis you are all in right now. You are all in a metamorphosis right here at Shine. And as you learn the right word patterns for each organ of the GI tract, and as you use them, you transform your being from the caterpillar to the butterfly, from the frog to the salamander. Dr. Pop says, we know today that man is essentially a being of light. And I would add to that, man is a being of light, thought, word, and feeling. And then what we drink and eat. And it's all vital, it's all important. We start our clients with conscious nutrition and breath and body awareness and moving to an alkaline state, removing the interference in the digestive system, repairing the digestive system. A master healer is a master of the basics. And when they're ready, they get to bring coherence to their biofield in real time. They get to heal at all levels. They get to heal mind, body, emotions, and spirit. I can't is lymphatic. Everyone say, I can. I can't. I can. Did I ask you to raise your voice? Say it again. This is really interesting. This is just Holy Spirit in the room right now. Say, I can't. I can. Do you hear the difference? It's profound, huh? That's the power of I am in you. I won't is gallbladder. Gallbladder is resentment. I will love with all my heart. Say, I will. I will love with all my heart. I am clear. I can feel my feelings. I now author my life. I love that one. That's thyroid. Judgment is also thyroid, too. So if your clients are really critical, judgment and condemning of themselves and others, they just get to see perfection and practice edification. So now I want to introduce to you the Chinese five element theory as it relates to these emotional patterns, as it relates to the new word patterns that you can use yourself and as you can give your clients. By the way, I'm going to be publishing a book and all this material. It's going to be out next year sometime. And I'll send a mailing out through Rita Marie, and you can get the book, and there'll be a five-week training program correlating with the five elements and all that good stuff. So in science, we often focus linear. You know, let's dissect, analyze, let's separate, let's look at everything linear. Be careful, though, guys. Your mind is a trap. Don't get trapped in your mind. Think about the flow of the organ systems. Think about the function of all these elements and emotions and thoughts and nutrients and neuropeptides and enzymes and adrenaline and you know, cortisol and calcitonin. By the way, if we feel angry and resent others, we suppress calcitonin, causing bone spurs. You know, think about that for you, any PT practitioners. If we feel anger and frustration and we resent, we suppress calcitonin in the thyroid. And now we start having all these inflammatory responses because we haven't forgiven. Flow is what we're looking for. Flow. Chinese medicine is about the flow of life. This is just another file I'm opening up for you. This is the five elements of Chinese medicine. The fire element is heart, small intestine. Earth is spleen and stomach. Metal is lung, large intestine. Water is kidney, bladder. And wood is liver, gallbladder. These are generative cycles, and then these are control. So in ancient China, this philosophy of five elements is woven through all of their culture, the martial arts, how they build, how they heal, how they build their society. Every single aspect of the Chinese culture has a component correlating to the five element theory, going back 5,000 years into Taoist medicine. So before I teach you the elements and the emotions and the words, I want to talk about how our sense of smell with words plus feelings create healing. So when we're reprogramming the subconscious mind, we start with the word. And then when we apply an oil, the oil can stimulate the amygdala and hypothalamus. And we know how important that is for our digestive health. The master control center of the body is directly stimulated by our sense of smell. And a lot of our clients who have had traumas or they're in sympathetic override or overwhelm, what they have is an overactive amygdala, where basically they're just living in fight or flight. And you can tell that in iridology, you can see it on their labs. They're just way stressed out and overwhelmed. And so the daily inhalation of essential oils with affirmation and with the coherent technologies we're learning takes them from sympathetic override to parasympathetic faster and easier, because our sense of smell directly stimulates the amygdala and it tells the client, it's okay, it's safe now. You can let this go. It's okay, it's safe now. So if we are in sympathetic override and overwhelm, can we heal? No, healing is parasympathetic. If we are in overwhelm and if we are in sympathetic override, can we heal our gut? Will it regenerate? No. So use your oils daily. Your sense, your breathing in the aromatic compounds directly stimulates and relaxes the hypothalamus, and it can stimulate all the positive neurotransmitters the body needs to start healing. And once more, we know that the hypothalamus is a seat of memory and emotion. So sometimes our clients' traumas have a correlating memory and belief system that the oil can also stir up and express and let go. So we not only can we turn the amygdala off and tell the client, you're safe now, you can heal your body. We can also help the client process and transform memory and traumatic experiences through breathing the essential oils. One caveat though, consciousness wakes up consciously. So just breathing in lavender is not necessarily going to do this. It's working with your clients using the prayers, the affirmations, and the oils every day through the maps I'm giving you, that eventually, like layers of an onion, it all falls away and they find their flow in their lifestyle change. They find their flow with their family. They find their flow with their spouse and partner. And they start to change these patterns consciously. And so accessing the amygdala and the hypothalamus with essential oils is a powerful gateway to the subconscious mind. We can reprogram the subconscious mind faster and easier with essential oils. That's how I healed myself. 15 years ago, I was a drug addict. I was numb. I thought the world was a harsh place I didn't want to feel. And not many people know this about me, but when I was very young in my 20s and I was discovering Chinese medicine and energy medicine, I was doing drugs and I was numb. And I started breathing the Young Living oils and I started praying every day and I started doing my own version of heart math every day with the oils. And eventually I healed myself of a lot of my traumas, my insecurities, and I started to feel safe in my world for the first time. I started to feel secure enough to touch and stay and feel and heal. Everyone say, I feel.
I feel.
I heal.
I feel.
I heal.
I heal.
When your feeling follows your attention, you can achieve anything in your protocols. When you're in alignment. Repetition plus deep feeling plus rhythm equals transforming the root emotional cause in you and your clients. Meaning, if they've got leaky gut, there's a lot of stuff they're not able to digest in their life right now. They feel stuck, large intestine. They don't know how to move forward. They maybe have a lot of I can't, and it's hard. And what they need to do is start replacing those patterns consciously with breath and oils and prayer every day, and then we can get to the root emotional cause, and now their feeling can follow their attention. This is how I healed my body. You know, I was born very sick, and I didn't have a healthy gut, and I was a drug user, and I did all of this, and I'm giving this information because it works when you work it. It works when you work it. It works when you work it. You just got to work it and then empower your clients to work it. Okay, so now we're going to get into the elements. What's my time? I'm ahead of schedule. I might even have time for Q&A. Everyone take a deep breath in. Repeat after me. I choose to make this fun and easy. I now receive with ease.
I now receive with ease.
I love receiving.
I love receiving.
How many practitioners in here have a hard time receiving? Raise your hand. And yet you give so, and Rita, when we were on the radio show, I kept giving her the affirmation for the stomach, I now receive with ease, and she was saying, I now receive, you know, she was messing up the affirmation, and I was like, oh, that's one, that's good for you. You say that one. You say that affirmation, you strengthen the stomach. The stomach is about receiving. How simple is that? Your stomach and all the HCl and pepsin and you know and the chromatotrypsin in the mouth and the pepsin HCl, it's about you receiving your nutrition. And receiving is the negative pole of the body. Giving is the positive pole. And so if you're a healer and a coach and you're giving, 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 and serving, and changing lives, and you're not receiving, what happens to the battery? It burns out. And then we have adrenal fatigue and adrenal exhaustion. Repeat after me, I now receive with ease.
I now receive with ease.
I receive abundantly.
I receive abundantly.
Take a deep breath in. I now receive with ease. I'm still working on this one myself. I'm such a giver. I love giving. I love shining. And now I'm working on getting my negative pole and all the blessings God has for me. Moving through to the positive pole of giving and serving my community. So that's stomach. Spleen is low self-esteem, worry, and distrust. So one thing, this is important for all of you to understand. Every single client who has any chronic symptom in the GI tract is experiencing a crisis of self-esteem. Period. That's a fact. That's just true. I've read a lot of your eyes in here, and when I see the radius stellaris, when I see the degenerative state in the GI tract on the eyes, I know that they have weak boundaries, low self-esteem, and they've been giving their power away to a lot of other people. And they're here to love themselves just the way they are and call all their power back and eat the healthy foods and do the cleanses and rewire their gut and build self-love. Every single person who's healing any chronic symptom in the gut is in a process of learning self-esteem, self-confidence, and self-love. That's profound, what I just said. Our life is a hero's journey. Every single person healing their GI tract of chronic or degenerative states is on a hero's journey to love themselves. And our greatest weakness shall be our greatest strength. So they're here to love themselves. And in Chinese medicine, the earth element holds the organs in place. It governs the flesh, the muscles. It works with transformation of nutrients into energy. That's the GI tract. So weak spleen causes leaky gut, thinning of the tissues, flaccid muscles, problems with the adrenals and the thyroid. A lot of that's just earth element. And so the oils we can use for the physical are here. The emotional oils are also important to work with. Applying magnify your purpose over the second and third chakra and repeating these prayers out loud. Repeat with me now. And when you can feel the meaning of your words deeply enough, you can have instantaneous manifestation in your DNA and your body. So repeat with me with deep feeling. Say it. I love myself.
I love myself.
I honor myself.
I know who I am.
I am strong.
I am clear.
I love myself.
I deeply and completely love, honor, and accept myself.
Say it again, I love myself.
I love myself.
I love myself.
My beautiful sister from Mexico is touching her stomach because she's now driving that prayer into her body. She's like, Artemis, I need this one. It's like, really, I need to feel this and embody this. And remember, no one can teach you self-esteem. You must earn it. No one can teach you self-esteem. You must earn it. And if you really want to develop self-esteem, start a business, start creating products, and get on stage and start public speaking. So these are the prayers with the oils. When we apply the oil to the solar plexus, if there's energetic or emotional blocks, the oil can start to dislodge it and then expand the chakra. The third chakra, stomach, spleen, pancreas, can start to open. And then when we say the prayer, the olfactory nerves are telling the amygdala, relax, receive this prayer. It's safe now. You can accept this. And then the prayer goes home. And it starts changing our genetics and DNA with the right frequency. Smell plus breath and word plus feeling equals healing. Does that make sense? Simple. Every one of your clients can start, you know, if they're in a crisis of gut health, one of the protocols is to, hey, let's start working on your self-image and self-esteem. And here, I'd like you to start working with some of these essential oils and start just loving yourself every day. Just, you know, start writing down what you like about yourself, 50 strengths, start saying these prayers. Just start building your self-esteem. Start asking other people what they like about you. You know, just start empowering your clients to identify that low self-esteem turns into high self-esteem. And here's the thing. When you know what it turns into, now you can empower your client to focus their attention upon what it turns into and then give them the tools to remove the resistance. That's what I do in my private coaching practice. I observe the resistant patterns. We identify the pattern, touch it, transform it, change it, and then I give them 30 days of homework to anchor the pattern into the nervous system and embody the new pattern. In Chinese medicine, in the five element theory, I'm going to slide forward just a little bit. In these elements, we have the yin and yang. Stomach is yang, spleen is yin. Large intestine is yang, lung is yin. We have the yin-yang emotions, and then we have shen. So in Chinese medicine, there are three treasures. There is jing, qi, and shen. Qi comes from the air we breathe and the food and drink we consume. We receive qi from breath, drink, and food. We receive jing from the essence in our kidneys. So when we have healthy digestion, we transform the nutritive essence of the foods into jing, and then it's stored in the kidney and adrenal glands. That's why it's so important for us to heal our gut, because we can start replenishing jing. Shen is spirit. It is the most nebulous aspect. It takes lifetimes to fully comprehend shen. In Chinese medicine, they say when you nourish the three treasures, you will have health without harm, you will have radiant, long life, free of all disease. Build qi, nourish jing, and let the shen expand. Shen is spirit. Shen is the mechanism of change and the mystery of sudden and profound transformation. It's when your client just has an epiphany and they just change forever. That's the spirit moving them. Each organ in the five elements has a shen, and it's transcendent of polarity. So like fear into faith, sadness into joy, those are kind of opposites. And then we have shen, which is that which is permanent, that which changes and transforms, that which has no opposite. The shen of the earth element is contentment and self-love. Loving yourself for no reason. Loving yourself no matter what people think or say to you. Just love, self-love and contentment. And we have essential oils in Young Living called Live with Passion and Magnify Your Purpose that really embody aromatically and vibrationally this shen. When you know what it turns into, you can empower the client to be content and remove the resistance to contentment. Let's talk about the lung, large intestine. So I'm going to highlight, these are the large intestine energetic blocks. These are the symptoms in the body that relate to the colon. These are the oils. The large intestine represents the, it's the greatest representation of the water element next to the kidney bladder. And why do I say that? Because one of your primary jobs of the large intestine is to reabsorb water. Does that make sense? So as you're digesting and eliminating, the first sign of dehydration is constipation. And so what is water spiritually? What is it? Who knows? What's water? Emotion. We live on a beautiful Mother Earth who's full of water. Our bodies are born 86% water. When we die, we leave 50% water. Water represents the emotions as they flow through the blood and lymphatic system. And if people are feeling stuck and it's hard and they can't move forward, they start to dry out emotionally. And what the most important affirmation is, I can feel my feelings. I can love what I feel, and I let go. That's the prayer of the large intestine. When there's chronic constipation, they're dry emotionally. So repeat after me, I can feel my feelings.
I can feel my feelings.
I can love what I feel.
I can love what I feel.
I let go.
I let go.
I let go with ease.
I let go with ease.
So this is the prayer of the large intestine. And we have essential oils. Digize is really helpful, both physically and emotionally. When your clients are doing a parasite cleanse or a candida fungal cleanse, just taking these oils, high frequency, high oxygen, small molecular size, dissolving fat-soluble toxins in the fatty tissue. Remember when Mike was teaching us about that crawling fat? There's all kinds of nasty stuff in that fat, and the body produced the fat to protect the blood from all the toxins. And essential oils are fat-soluble, and they also clear energetic blocks. So when we're applying the oils to the fat, let's just say, I can feel my feelings and I can let go now. And let's use the prayer with the oil and start digesting that crawling fat, the toxins in that fat, and blasting out those heavy metals and parasites and things that are blocking the gut health. This is also a really important prayer for the adrenal glands. If someone's in overwhelm, and they have been for a long time, at some point, you as a practitioner is going to empower them to pause, breathe, feel. And that's usually when tears start to show up, because they've been suppressing so much grief for so long and their adrenals are just shot from grief or apathy or overwhelm. So this is a very important prayer for apathy and overwhelm. Here's something really cool. I have four great mentors, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, Dr. Brian Clement, Robert Tennyson Stevens, and Dr. Robert Morris out of Florida. And two of those mentors studied directly with Bernard Jensen. And so I stand on the shoulders of giants. I stand on the shoulders of giants. Dr. Bernard Jensen published 50 books, and he was a guy talking about colon cleansing and repairing the microbiome in the 70s and doing it. 300,000 patients healed through iridology and colon cleansing. And he wrote a book called Your Guide to Better Bowel Care, which I got this slide from. Your colon is neurologically connected to every organ system in your body through early embryological development. Every organ buds off of the GI tube in development. That's why healing the microbiome is such a hero's journey. Because here is the gonads, here's the gallbladder bud, there's the pancreatic bud, there's the liver bud. So every square inch of their digestive tract in the colon is connected to every organ, every thought, word, and feeling. And as we cleanse and let go, we get to touch every one of these congested mucosa and heal them physiologically, neurologically, emotionally, and mentally. Is that profound? Dr. Bernard Jensen knew that. He taught that. And I'm bringing this basic fundamental understanding back to your awareness, because you need to know this as practitioners. You need to know that when you put your clients through a colon cleanse, they're going to experience a lot of emotion. And you know, acidosis and toxicity manifest in their bodies according to where they're genetically weak. So wherever the genetic weaknesses are is where the acids and toxins are kind of going to get trapped in this canal. So some people who are genetically weak in the liver gallbladder pathway are going to be experiencing some anger and frustration as they cleanse the colon in that area. Some people who have pancreatic weaknesses, they're going to be experiencing grief into joy when they detoxify the colon in this area. Heart weaknesses are about love relationships. And so as as you identify the weaknesses, empower them with what's returning. Give them their strengths and give them the prayer of their strength and empower them to say it with deep feeling and transform that weakness into a strength. A colon cleanse is a multidimensional holographic detoxification. You can quote me on that one. The shin of lung. Remember, shin is spirit. Shin is permanent. Shin never changes. Shin is without opposite. The shin of the colon is self-worth and inspiration. So a lot of people who have problems with their colon don't really know how to value themselves. They don't value themselves at a core emotional level. So repeat after me, I value me. I know who I am.
I value me.
So we move from spleen, earth, I love myself, I know who I am, to metal, lung, large intestine, which is I value me. I know my value. When we value ourselves enough, we have strong boundaries and we can process and digest the emotions of our world. Let's talk about water and kidneys. This will be the last probably element I can cover with my time. 15 minutes, okay. This is a very, 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 very important element to understand for your clients because this is adrenal. I love talking about kidneys. Kidney, bladder, water. So we're looking at the elements. We're looking at earth generating, large intestine generating water. And so we're moving into the water element of the body. And there's two angles to the water element I want to talk about. One is what I learned in conscious language from Robert Tennyson Stevens. And in our system of mastery systems and biooptichography and sacred body language, here's another great book, Sacred Body Language Translations. Practitioner book, you won't fully get it when you first buy it. Come take some classes and learn. So kidneys and conscious language are partnerships and forgiveness. In Chinese medicine, kidneys are fear. I found both of them to be true, and I just learned how to ask the question right for my clients. When I see a lot of kidney patterns, lymphatic issues, I can't, it's hard, relationships are hard, and resentment, I won't. Transforming into, I love with all my heart. In the kidney, we're looking at transforming primarily resentment and bitterness into forgiveness, or fear into faith. So repeat after me, I have faith in myself.
I have faith in myself.
I believe in me.
I believe in me.
I have faith.
I have faith.
I can do this.
I can do this.
And that's where kidney generates liver, and liver is the will. Liver gallbladder is exercising our will. So kidney, fear into faith, if they've had chronic fear patterns, that's going to deplete jing and yin, and it's going to manifest as a sympathetic override, adrenal weaknesses and fatigue. And so the affirmation of faith and confidence and belief is really important. Now, most people in this room don't like talking about anger or resentment because those emotions aren't safe and they're not comfortable to talk about. So you may need to refer some of your clients to me or a qualified practitioner to deal with hate and resentment. It's not an easy thing to address and empower someone to forgive. But because I have 15 years and 10,000 clients, and I've worked with a lot of these energies, I love loving. I love empowering forgiveness. Forgiveness creates miracles. And when I see a pattern of hate and resentment suppressing their kidney function and causing all those gallstones and low thyroid and hypothyroid and all that stuff, man, they're here to forgive. And when it comes to forgiveness in the kidneys, just bringing it to their attention and empowering forgiveness through, I forgive. Who, what, and what way specifically? Forgive who for what? How and what way specifically? And as they start to say the words, then grief will usually come up because there is an adrenal relationship to the kidney. And so often they'll start crying as they forgive. That happens about 9 times out of 10. And specificity brings feeling. So as we're transforming resentment into forgiveness, we use specificity. Forgive who, what, how, and what way specifically, and get them to forgive out loud with deep feeling, and that's changing the neuropeptides in their thyroid and in their pancreas, adrenal, and in their kidneys. It's starting to open up those cellular pathways. It's starting to open up those kidneys, and the kidneys can go, ah, and then the water element can start balancing in their body, and then they can start filtering acids better and balancing their pH. Don't worry, you'll get all this in the slides and all this in the recording. I'm giving you a lot of information. Every chronic physical symptom or condition is initiated and reflected in our emotional body through stuck patterns, and we have a map in Chinese medicine. Is that cool? You have a map. It's called the Five Elements. I have other maps I love called Conscious Language, Sacred Body Language. Learn the maps. Look at the patterns. Look at the emotional patterns and start working with your clients. Some people are just have a tough time forgiving. And for those people who can't forgive easily and they have some anger and hate in them, it's going to block all the healing of their thyroid or their adrenals or their kidneys until they really start to reboot forgiveness and forgive. And so what I like to do is I empower my clients to write a letter of forgiveness. Word plus feeling plus specificity plus the written word equals healing. So like have them write a letter of forgiveness. Write it out. Use the essential oils of release every day for 66 days. Dr. Daniel Amen said it takes 32 days to form a new neural pathway. So if you have 20 years of hate, 32 days may not cut it, but it's a good start. Because what my teacher Bob taught me is that when you have a standing wave of resentment, it takes 4x energy to transmute that negative pattern into its permanent victory and light. So when we're working on using the essential oils, have them use these oils over the kidneys and over the solar plexus every day with prayers of forgiveness, with prayers of, I will love with all my heart. I now will love them. And I now will love with all my heart. I forgive. How many have heard forgiveness is forgiving? And forgiving and forgiving and forgiving and forgiving. So repeat after me, I will love with all my heart. I won't. I will. I will love with all my heart. When we say I won't, it feels dirty. It's like, oh, I don't want to say that. That's not a good feeling. Although some of our clients are in a life lesson of forgiveness. They're like, they're in I won't unconsciously, and they don't know it's negatively affecting their adrenals and thyroid. They don't know that I won't pattern, it's got to be reversed before they can fully reboot their endocrine system, because thought, word, and feeling in alignment equals healing. So these essential oils of release, forgiveness, inner child, and Sarah, very, very powerful. I've used these on so many hundreds of clients. And sometimes the smell of sweetness, the frequency of that flower, the sesquiterpenols, monoterpenols, and phenylpropanoids, as they go in to these organs, they start just dislodging these patterns other than consciously. Through repetition of the oils and the prayers, the pattern can shift. And so the oil is like a lubricant. If you know, this is not an easy element to address in your clients. And I choose to make it fun and easy by loving with all my heart. When I am in a session, I'm working with this pattern in the kidney. What I do is I love my experience of their hate. I love my experience of their anger, and I love and I forgive before they forgive. I forgive with all my heart. And I feel forgiveness. And then I tap with them, I speak with them, I apply an oil to their kidneys and solar plexus, and then I give them the oil and the prayer, and I say, just do this every day until your DNA changes, until your systems have been rebooted. So sometimes when you're dealing with anger or frustration patterns, just love your experience of the pattern until it flips in you, and then it flips in them. The shin of the water element is faith and aligning with the will of heaven. A lot of our clients who have problems in partnerships and they just can't seem to have love and joy in their partnerships have not aligned with the will of heaven yet. They have not surrendered to the power of forgiveness, the law of forgiveness, and embraced new partnerships based in joy and love instead of sadness and anger. So this is a very profound thing to contemplate. If you're having kidney issues and you know it's time to forgive, ask yourself, what is the will of heaven in my family? What is the will of heaven in my business? What is the will of heaven in my career? Do meditation, heart math every day. Ask yourself, what is the will of heaven in my life? The will of heaven comes through inner guidance, the guidance of your emotional guidance system, knowing that, yeah, I should really let this relationship go and move forward in my life. That's the will of heaven, but I've been fighting it because I think I have to hold on, and that creates feelings of anger and frustration and resentment. What is the will of heaven in your life? So when we're looking at the water element in kidney and partnerships and forgiveness, when we do the work in kidney and we get the joy back in our life, adrenals are joy, so the best medicine for our adrenal glands is joy and happiness, along with lots of good minerals and balancing our sugars and eating lots of good healthy foods that support, you know, adrenal function. Joy and happiness moves into wood, which is vision, which moves into heart, which is joyful relationships. So can you see how all these elements flow together? Biologically, hormonally, emotionally, and spiritually. And our life is a hero's journey. You know, the greatest takeaway of my talk is I've given you a lot of information. I give you a lot to kind of digest. It's all in the slides. I'm going to do this presentation again on Google Hangout, and you can go to my YouTube channel and subscribe to YouTube, Artemis Kassane on YouTube, and you can watch and listen to me teach this again, because you're probably going to need to hear it 10,000 times like I've heard it. What's so beautiful about this system of understanding is it's whole and complete. It's about flow. It's about getting your life into flow again. It's about identifying, if I have some suppressed emotions in these organs, I now know the patterns and I can change them. What does this turn into is a very important question. Everyone say, what does this turn into? What does fear turn into? I'm asking you now. What does fear turn into? What does fear turn into? Faith. What does resentment turn into? I will love again. I will love with all my heart. I forgive. What does low self-esteem turn into? Confidence. What else? Acceptance. Self-acceptance. Yes, what else? Self-love. I love myself. So the first path to take with all of your clients in the rewiring the gut-brain connection and repairing the microbiome is the path of the earth element, which is self-love, self-confidence, and self-esteem. And just bring in some practices every day that remind your client how freaking awesome they are. Tell them they're awesome. Women grow through praise. Men grow through criticism. So when I want to grow, I go to my mastermind, and I sit around a bunch of dudes, and we talk about our dreams and visions, and we criticize each other, and we grow. That's not how women grow, though. Women grow through praise. So be praising your clients often. When they go through a certain little like protocol you did and they complete it, praise them, praise them, praise them. Out loud with deep feeling. Give them congratulations. You're amazing. You did this. Feel gratitude. Praise, praise is so important for women to grow. We must exalt the goddess in every woman to help them grow. And so I practice praise for my wife, and my wife has a tendency to be critical and judgmental of herself, so I give her praise as much as I can. And when people are in a crisis of low self-esteem, they get stuck in these negative neural pathways and low self-esteem patterns. So the oils, the affirmations, the praise, have just a gratitude session with your clients. Have a praise session where you just talk to them about how awesome they are. You don't realize what that does to their emotional body when they've been struggling for 10 years trying to fix something, and you just sit there and praise them for 15 minutes and tell them how proud you are of them and what they've done. I do that with every single client after they cleanse, and when they move from a cleanse phase to a maintenance phase, I just praise them for at least 5 or 10 minutes. And then I ask them, okay, what do you love about yourself? What did you learn about yourself? And then I empower them to praise themselves. Praise, praise, praise. Praise is the medicine of the earth element. And that praise is a reinforcement. Their daily action of smell, word, and feeling with repetition equals healing. And so we got to build self-confidence and self-esteem through daily action. So I wish I had time to go through more of the slides, but we're about done. Is that a great image for the heart? Yeah. I love that one. The shin of the heart is joy, purpose with passion, and having empowered relationships. I see this in entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs who've done most of their inner work, they get so freaking on fire and changing the world that all their relationships at a high level are empowered. And they're just joyful to partner with people. And they just live their life in flow, and it's so cool to watch. The entrepreneurs who are successful have, they have amazing shin. They have the shin is, resides in the luminous heart, and they just give, and they just give of their time and their energy freely. Who in this room that's leading this conference has amazing shin? What's her name? Dr. Rita Marie. She has amazing shin. She shines. She just gives, and she's happy to give, and she has empowered relationships. Study the five elements. Learn these elements. Learn their corresponding emotions. Go back and review the slides. Look at the oils. And if you know you have some of these blocks, start using the oils every day for 66 days. And why do I say 66 days? Because there was a research done at the University of London where they discovered it takes 66 days to form a habit out of 2,100 students. It was about 66 days to form a habit. So, you know, try on these prayers and oils every day for 66 days and transform your body, your DNA, your neuropeptides. Start building any weaknesses you have. Oh, and by the way, the five-element theory can also be used as a diagnostic tool in your practice. So if you know they've had a lot of constipation or they've had a lot of adrenal problems, start looking at the patterns here, and that's a weakness. And as they feel strengthen these weaknesses, it strengthens the corresponding element. You know, so when I'm doing iridology, I see these patterns in the eyes, and so I know exactly what's returning. And I usually start there, emotionally and spiritually, and then I give them the physical stuff to do. Come see me at my table. I've got the digestive protocol, the cellulite buster, free e-courses, and more information on the oils. I am going to be publishing a book on this material and a training program going in depth into all the different things I just touched on today. So look for that next year. And any questions? Oh.
Can you repeat the question was? Can you repeat the book?
Oh, the books. And so The Heart of Huna, Conscious Language would be two good books to get. And then Sacred Body Language Translations. Yeah. Question.
My question is, have you ever come across a client that cannot tolerate any kind of unnatural scents, like
essential oils,
and what do you do, or can that be overcome, or
the oils may not be for them now, and this has to do with traumas or acidosis. So essential oils mobilize acids on contact, and they're powerful detoxifiers. So if they're extremely acidic, the oils will cause a rash immediately, and they just need to alkalize for a little while before they incorporate the oils. So that's the physical aspect of that. The emotional aspect is trauma. So remember, our sense of smell brings our strongest emotional response. And so if they've experienced a trauma, they will repel, they will reject the oil because they don't want to feel what that oil is demanding that they feel. And so it's a subconscious rejection of the client, or acidosis, or both. Next question. Oh, also people who have a death wish. In iridology, we see that as a squaring off of the autonomic nerve wreath. So people who've had suicidal tendencies or a death wish, they're not ready to choose life yet, and they wear a lot of black. They're not wanting to change. And so people who are not ready to choose life will also reject the oils, because the oils are life. They are life force, life energy. I mean, those of us who are choosing life, we love the oils, yes? Next question.
What are the oils for addiction?
Addiction is healed in the liver in Chinese medicine. So release, digize peppermint, JuvaCleanse, GLF, detoxify the liver, restore the depression into expression with the essential oils, and we heal addiction. Next question. We can do one more question. Yeah.
I had an experience. I got to do acupuncture not too long ago. I won a session at Paleo FX, and it cost me $80 a week for a while. After I won this free session, it was really interesting. I don't have any pains. I knew it could balance me. And this this young man was, I just thought he was great, but he wanted to affirm me all the time. He knew I was a woman, I needed to be affirmed, but I am a Myers-Briggs NF. It has to be authentic. You can't just tell me I'm awesome every time I show up, and am I gonna believe it? No, it's gotta be more specific. Now, do you run into that? I mean, how do you deal with that?
I use EFT and tapping techniques to rewire the neural pathways to help upgrade the personality. So there are blocks. I mean, there are personality blocks that I experience with certain clients, and I just use a different tool in my tool belt. Because after 17 years in 3 clinics, I've got a couple dozen tools around my tool belt. So I just pick up a different tool. In energy medicine, see, my focus over the past 15 years has been energy medicine, along with, you know, nutrition and detoxification and regeneration. So I just pick up a new tool. And so you may want to broaden your tool belt when you come across people like that, and just use a different tool.
Thank you. Thank you. Awesome. You know, just to add to that, I love the fact of it needs to be authentic if you are praising people, but you also want to look at the five love languages, because everybody feels love in a different way. And it's a little, you know, it's not every woman that's their love language, right? So for me, it's not my love language. My love language is connection. You know, look in my eyes and ask me how I'm doing, right? Let me connect with you deeply. So the praise, again, if the praise is authentic, then I love it. Then that connects, because that's connection. But the, oh, you're awesome, oh, you're beautiful, and like, I need it to be authentic. So that's a good point.
Yeah,
and it's,
yeah.
Yeah.
So my wife's love language is acts of service, and mine is touch. And so when I give her acts of service, she feels loved. And then I'll sprinkle in praise. Yeah. At an archetypal level, the essence of a woman really thrives on praise. So even if it's not their love language, every woman will enjoy being complimented.
As long as it's authentic. Yeah, so that's perfect. Yeah, that's perfect. So who would like an iridology session with Artemis? All right. And the winner is Jackie Tibbetts. Woohoo! You were very enthusiastic, weren't you? Awesome. All right.
Okay. All right. So Jan has some announcements, and I may add to it.
Okay, lunch will be for those who are currently or just signed up for NEPT. There are reserved lunch tables outside, the same place as we had last night's dinner. And again, that's for new and existing NEPT, and then everyone else will have lunch inside in our lovely area inside as well.
The buffet is the same for everybody, so get your food and come out.
The buffet is inside this time, and so get your food and come outside. Also, during lunch, we will have Max outside, and he will be videoing 1 to 2 minute shine testimonials. So those of you who would like to just share a high point of what you learned, your best takeaway, just something quick. Doesn't have to be difficult. Just quick 1 to 2 minutes. Max is out there. He'll be there during lunch and the break thereafter. And then before bars are for sale, we have a few left, a box of 12. A single bar is $3. See Justin at the back. And a box of 12, a case is $32. And then we've also raised $1,200 so far.
Wow.
With our raffle for charity. And our VIP grand prize raffle will be at 2:30, so be sure and be in your seat at 2:20.
Awesome, awesome. What else did I want to add? Oh, yeah, so a lot of there's a lot of stuff going on here, and sometimes you want to go back and watch again. We are videotaping this, and some of you got it as a bonus. Those of you in NEPT will get the videos of this entire conference as a bonus. But those of you who aren't and want to do it, we are doing an absolutely amazing special here. It's only $97. So just go in the back, see Justin, give him your credit card or whatever, and you'll get the videos. We'll give you access to the live stream recordings, which will be available immediately. But then you'll get the high density, the beautiful ones, and all that later on. Usually takes, I don't know, Max, how long will it take? It takes longer than we think usually, but, a month, 3 weeks? Yeah. We're coming back at...
For lunch, you're going to come back at 1:30. Or, yeah, 1:30.
Yeah, 1:30. Come back at 1:30.
2:30 is the
drawing. And 2:30 is the big drawing, yeah.
Good question.
Yeah. Okay. And I think that's it. If anybody, I just wanted to clarify because somebody had some questions about. We do have, you can sign up for this program anytime you want. You can sign up next week, next month, next year. But the bonuses that we have listed here and the prices here are guaranteed through the end of the day. So the big ones are the Steph's practitioner training in probiotics that we're gifting, and Dr. Tom O'Brien's gluten-free certification program, which he sells for on his website for $2,200. So if you want those as the bonuses, then you need to sign up before the end of today, and we'd love to have you. But really, we keep the open enrollment. You can join at your right time. If you join today and you're not ready to get started right away, no big deal. You can go on, you can do it whenever you're ready to get started. And that's for full pay, okay? You can leave your stuff in the room, and yeah, I think that was all
if
I had to say.
If you have anything valuable, take it with you. It's always a good idea, but your bags and things can be left.
Okay. All right, we'll see you soon.